Greetings. You are through to Alex Murdoch, and I am your host. This is Poultry Journal Podcast, and we're happy to be here today. We're happy to chop up game. Well, let me say that different. I enjoy just sharing my thoughts, just putting things out there. So, as always, I appreciate everybody that, pardon me, support this platform and what I do on this platform. Just wanted to share some thoughts again. But before we go there, let me start this right. Now, this piece, do you know what? That's for later, so it need not be explained. This is the quote from the piece. Life and living is a premise. I would try to get away, but I felt it pulling. It knows my weaknesses, it knows my passion. Amassing in the event, nor relent if it makes sense. Thus I commit multiplication. I can't premise lives multiplying, wanting for nothing but to breathe. So let that sink in there. And yeah, just a little something I cooked up and I wanted to share today. And you know, alluding to where I really want to take this discussion, and ultimately it's pretty much a question. Are you willing to pay the price? You know, are you willing to pay the price for what you want, what you're striving to be, to commit to garner, to get for yourself? Are you willing to pay the price? And you know, in my mind, where I'm coming from with it is, I hear it a lot of people, they would say it, they would speak it, express it in so many ways. However, at the end of everything, their actions fall short constantly. Pardon me, somewhat not well today, under the weather, but I'm hoping to beat it. And I know this sounds ridiculous, because I think a lot of people that's about to get sick say stuff like this, but I'm honestly hoping to beat it. And you know, normally I would be like, it's far gone, but for some reason I'm hanging on that I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'll be better than I am today. That'll be our little secret. But I digress. So, as I was saying, are you willing to pay the price? The other question behind this I would ask is, how much do you really want it? And I don't necessarily want to, I want to keep this general, this question. Are you willing to pay the price? Because I think this is a question ultimately everybody can relate to, they can understand. And I guarantee at least one person that's listening to what I'm saying, they're experiencing something along this line where I need to figure this out. I'm in a situation. I need to find a way out. I need to be better, you know. It's so important. I would say, and it's something that we see time and time again. I would say a large majority of people out there, or should I say everybody? Let's go with everybody, because to an extent, you know, we all want something in life, don't we? We all want either to be something or to have something or to perhaps do something, you know? There's so many special people out there, and I would like to think that we're all ambitious in some facets or aspect of our life, wanting to be better, wanting to be different, you know. And these are the general questions that will come to mind behind the question that I'm asking: how much do you really want it? And once we move past there, the next question would be, what's next? Like, what are you going to do to elevate? What are you going to do to bring this vision to fruition? Because ultimately, that's what you're trying to do, correct? And so this is why I think everybody pretty much go through these situations, you know. Me personally, just veering it back to me, seeing as, you know, it's between me and you, and, you know, we're talking. But creating, specifically, many realms. Pardon me, that's my laptop. If you heard that, that was my laptop telling me the time. Yes, as I said, I'm not too well, so bear with me. But yes, you know, figuring out for yourself, elevation, evolution, transmutation. Because ultimately that's what the ultimate goal is, you know. And I'd like people to go and really check out in depth, you know, this word, because I've seen it come up, raise its head in so many facets, so many situations over the years, that I think it would do people well to really understand and really keep on the ball with certain things. And also, you know, everything leads back to what I'm saying, because ultimately, if that answer if the answer to the question that I'm asking is yes, or I want to be this, I want to be more, etc., etc., anything to that degree where it's I'm willing, I would say that means the answer, you answer both questions basically by default. You do want it bad enough. you are willing to strive to pay the piper. I mean, I was really and truly, I had the ferryman in my head, if you know about Greek mythology, but it's somewhat too warped, too dark. But let's go with the piper. I'd say that's ideally what we're speaking on. You're willing to pay the piper. And so, going back to what we spoke about, transmutation, in a nutshell, it's pretty much, at least to me, I'll just give my own take on it. I think it begins with a decision, a choice, choosing. From there, once you make that choice, and I think everything is realized or is not realized, meaning you make a choice that you are willing to pay the price. You do want it bad enough. However, or should I say, contrary to that, there's the other side of it. You don't want it bad enough. You're not willing. So, ultimately, what you're saying is, this is not it. This is not it for you. Why is it not it for you? You don't love it enough. There's no enthusiasm. There's no passion. There's no drive. There's no ambition. Because when you speak of transmutation, in my opinion, anything you want in life, it starts at the pinnacle of all these different facets. You know, the drive, the motivation, to never taking a day off, sacrifice. I think sacrifice is ultimately what it comes down to at the end of the day. If I can veer a little bit into sports for a second, I think we've all heard enough of sports to hear about so many greats. They speak on the journey and what it took to keep the travel, to keep the to gain the increments to travel from one space to the next, in terms of being better, improving, and just being in that space where, man, I can't believe how far I've gone. You're looking back at your life in a year or so, knowing at the same time, that, man, I've got a long way to go. And this speaks to all the other things around what I'm speaking about. When you're talking about the passion, when you're talking about the enthusiasm behind doing and continually doing like it's your last day. I mean, that part should not be underestimated, you know, the doing part. I think it's such an underestimated part of the whole process. And I think we have to pay respects to Actually, I would say it's acknowledged, but for the most part, a lot of people do underestimate the process itself, the journey, and the process, the journey being the process, because that's something in itself to accomplish. That's something different. That's the ultimate goal or reward, I would say. The ultimate goal, the ultimate reward. You know, that's something. And ultimately, when you reach to this space, if you're in this space where whatever you're doing is great, then it might be a large milestone, but in the grand scheme of things, it means you still got a lifetime of work to do. You still got a lifetime of work to do. And I guess I say all this to say that, if I just reach over here, this is the copy of my book. Pardon me. This is the copy of my book, Poetry Vent. It's not out yet, but I just thought I'd share. It feels so good. However, yeah, this is something that, to encapsulate everything I'm speaking about, it's one of those great milestones. You know, if I understand the journey, and I know it to be, I see it as a great milestone. However, this is just the beginning. This is just the start to everything. And I have so much more. I've still got a lifetime of work to give, to do. And are you willing to pay the price? Yeah. You bet your life I'm willing to pay the price. How much do you want it? I want it. I want it. And, you know, it's one of those things. If you see it the way I do, whatever that thing is for you that you want or you're willing to pay the price for, nobody can take it away from you. That's the biggest, that's the greatest thing, I would say. It's paramount, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So, I just wanted to share that. You know, I thought this was apropos for tonight. Honestly, I'm not well, which is the reason why I'm not, well, I'm sharing, or because this is always going to be done, planned, like I said, you know, I get it done. But I was supposed to be out tonight performing, but unforeseen situations, not feeling well, and coming down with sickness would do that to you. So I really had to take a step back, and you know, that's painful for me, but at the same time, the journey also dictates, more than anything, I would say, discipline. So sometimes it may feel like you're taking a step back, but what happens after that? probably take 2 steps forward. You know, you're only gonna go back to making gains. So, and of course, taking L's as a loss is a part of this whole thing as well. So I just like to encourage everybody out there, whatever, however high the price is for what you seek in life, you best be willing to pay it, because it's necessary. How much do you really want it? You best want it a whole lot, because that's also necessary. And if you didn't have these other traits before, you best believe this journey will reveal it to you. Discipline, enthusiasm, courage, stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, all these special things that will make you, or tell you, or expose you of what you're not. So, also, I'd like to share, I have a guest coming up soon, a great poet, and she has a book out, and I really want to sit down with her and have a discussion about her work and really pick her brain and see where she's at. So I'm really looking forward to that. So stay tuned. That should be sometime on Saturday. I'll keep everybody informed, but it should be fun. So I'm definitely looking forward to creating, sharing, and always sharing my few words. Just a few words.